Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that can feel as tough as a two-week-old gym membership, practicing forgiveness. I know, it sounds about as fun as watching paint dry, right? But stick with me. Because trust me, this isn't just some fluffy self-help mumbo-jumbo. Forgiveness is like emotional CPR for your soul. It's the key to unlocking that inner peace you've been searching for, and I promise it's way more beneficial than holding on to that anger or resentment like a prized possession. Ever felt like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of grudges? You know that feeling when every interaction with certain people feels like wading through quicksand because of the unspoken baggage? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the truth. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about freeing yourself from its shackles. It's about choosing to release the grip that negativity has on your mind and spirit so you can move forward with lightness and clarity. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Well, buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. 1. Understanding forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. This isn't about excusing the actions of others. It's about letting go of the pain they caused you so you can heal. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers. Forgiveness allows you to break free from that cycle of self-inflicted pain. 2. It's a process, not a one-time event. Don't expect forgiveness to magically appear overnight. It takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. There will be moments when anger flares up again. It's normal. But the key is to acknowledge those feelings without letting them control you. See forgiveness as a journey, not a destination. Each step forward is a victory, no matter how small. 3. Empathy can be your secret weapon. This doesn't mean condoning their actions, but try to understand where they were coming from. Maybe they were hurting too. Maybe they made a mistake, or perhaps they simply lacked the awareness or empathy to act differently. Seeing things from their perspective can sometimes make the hurt feel less personal and open up your heart to forgiveness. 4. It's about letting go of control. Forgiveness isn't about making someone else answer for their actions. It's about taking back control of your own emotions. Holding on to anger gives them power over you. They continue to influence your thoughts and feelings, even when they're long gone from the picture. Forgiveness is a powerful act of self-empowerment. 5. The benefits are worth it. I know it sounds cliche, but forgiveness truly sets you free. It opens up space for joy, love, and deeper connections with others. It reduces stress, improves your overall well-being, and allows you to focus on the positive aspects of life. Let's say you had a friend who betrayed your trust. It hurt like hell, right? You may have felt anger, sadness, even betrayal. But holding on to that hurt only keeps you stuck in the past. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It means acknowledging the pain, choosing to release it, and moving forward with your life. Think about all the energy you've wasted on this grudge, the sleepless nights, the bitter thoughts, the constant replaying of the event in your mind. Now imagine what you could do with that energy if you were free from its grip. You could invest it in new friendships, pursue your passions, or simply enjoy life more fully. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's a process that takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Be kind to yourself, embrace the journey, and remember, you're worthy of peace, joy, and a life filled with love. Now, go out there and practice some forgiveness. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, Hit that subscribe button and tell your friends. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of positivity and practical wisdom. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.